Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted.
Here is a video of Daniel Craig being peed on by a turtle to cheer you up.
Someone bring me an iced tea and a blanket. I'm so
Get out of here. It's Josh Gates.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, everyone.
What's up? Welcome. This is Cryptid Addicted, the podcast. This is the Who Dis episode where we talk about news and encounters and stuff.
That's right.
Shall I do my professional intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. So I got some criticism on this last time me and Patty met up. So I've done some tweaks and updates to fit his Ooh. Criteria. Okay. All right.
I'm such a little bitch. I do none of the work. Like, literally none. And then I come on, and I'm like, Megan forgot to upload an episode. Megan's intro isn't up to my high standards. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It's completely unjust.
And we love you for it. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop. I'm gonna spit on you now. I'm going to be like, this is shit.
Yeah, you're going to get your red texter out and mark up my cross out big paragraphs. Okay. Welcome to Cryptid Addicted, a fun podcast about cryptozoology, because you didn't like funny last time.
That's true. You can't call yourself funny. It's not right. People who call themselves funny aren't funny, right? Like, comedians aren't like, I'm a funny man.
No, they're like, I'm dead inside.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Is fun all right? Because then can a fun person call themselves
That's okay.
fun? Fun, great.
I feel awkward editing you in front of our listeners.
Well, you didn't last time.
We were offline last time, weren't we?
No.
Oh, all right.
We just had a lot more gin in us last time.
Okay, fun. Sorry, I'll let you just go. Do the whole thing.
Okay, fun comedy... Nah, fucked it. A fun podcast about cryptozoology, the study of potentially unidentified animals, such as chupacabra or the upland trout. So that's where I do...
Upland trout.
Yeah.
This is really going to reel in the new viewers who are just tuning in for a moment.
It's something for everyone, because there's the well-known cryptid, which I'll do, like Bigfoot, Nessie, Chupacabra, and then there's the obscure random cryptid that I'll flip in every episode, like the upland trout. Never heard of it, don't know what it is, but I found it and was like, great, put it in there. I'm Megan, the believer in the duo, and that's Patty over there, who is more of a skeptic, but we're both open-minded. Great.
Good job.
Great, thank you. Here's the last bit. Each Who Dis episode, we analyze recent monster news and encounters, including encounters from our very special listeners. If you've seen something wild, let us know at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
You know what this reminds me of? You know when you watch those children's cartoons where you're a kid, and in between the cartoons, they've got those like kids presenters who are like, send us your drawings and we'll give the winner a fucking lollipop or something. Sounds like that. I like it. Okay, that's a good tone to set.
Thank you. But first, the news. Let's move on to... I've gone weird. Let's move on to news story number one. Patty, would you like to take it away?
Sure thing, Megan. The Chevrotain, that's what it was. Sorry, yes. That was really loud.
I'm very excited about this.
News. Cute little miniature deer that we have talked about in the past. I forget whether it was on...
It was episode 23, the Murfreesboro Mud Monster. Why are you laughing at me?
There's so many episodes. I can't believe we've done that many.
I think it was originally seen by locals, and then people were like, it's not a real animal. Get over yourself. And then they discovered it, but then it went off the radar again.
Right, I see. And the news this time is it's back on the radar.
Yes.
Yeah, they've re-found it. So they knew it was alive because they had these bodies. They had like... four
skins.
Dead specimens in the 1910s, which then disappeared, I think. And then they found another one in 1990, but they don't know they ever found dead ones, and they didn't know whether there are any left. And now they found them alive, and they didn't just find one of them, they found a shit ton of them, because that's what happens when a creature is real and you look for it. Oh.
Oh. spicy.
So it's not really a cryptid. It hasn't been a cryptid since 1910.
Yeah. It's just fun. It's just good news. Because we had a bit of a downer episode where we were like, wow, they're probably fucked.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
we
here
did,
is a so. Video of Daniel Craig being peed on by a turtle to cheer you up.
And they're super cute. It's a real, like, Bambi story. Like, you feel bad.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it's actually a deer species, though. I think it's just looks a bit deer-like. I think it's its own little special species. Chevrolet.
Special. All right. Mm. Yeah, but it's a good news story. And they went looking for them in like November 2017, and they set up cameras for like 6 months, and by April they had seen it 72 times.
Yes.
That's a lot. That was my comment. So it makes me a little more dubious of some of the other cryptids where people have gone out and gone hunting for them, like the Orang Pendek, for example.
Is there an operation going on like this in there, in Sumatra?
Well, there's probably not one as comprehensive as like these guys in this article with the Chevrotin. They did two operations. One was like an initial thing, and then they saw it 72 times, and they're like, fuck, it's real. And then they did a really comprehensive thing where they saw it like hundreds and hundreds of times. But the first one, like, that sounds a lot like what has happened with the Orang Pendek. Like, people have been out and set up snare cams and shit.
Mm. Okay, counterpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is a stupid little ball of fat on little tiny legs, whereas the Orang Pendek is an intelligent primate that hides from humans.
And snare cams. I see. All right, so that's like the like Black Panther theory of the Orang Pendek. Actually, a hyper advanced organization of monkeys in Malaysia. They know all about snare cams. They're not falling for it.
I don't know your reference.
Like the Marvel movie, Black Panther.
Seen it.
Oh, okay. All right. You're uncultured. That's okay. but yeah, good news, I thought.
Yay.
Did you have additional thoughts? On that one?
No, that was it. I mean, still was like mad. I'm gonna just shit on over everything. It's still mad. There's still mad. I can't speak. Someone bring me an iced tea and a blanket. I'm so hungover. I went out to karaoke last night, and I am a little under the weather. And when I Skyped Patty earlier, because we can see each other while we record, he said. He said, my eyes look like they've been stung by bees. So I feel so unfresh. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, like...
Megan takes this podcast very seriously. She's entirely committed to it.
All right, here we go. Back into the presenter attitude.
Oh, God. Oh, I feel like I've been hit by a train.
And yeah, I turn up for work anyway. Anyway, okay, back to presenter voice. Deforestation and snare trapping is still a real bad issue in Vietnam where these little fellas exist. So
that's right.
That.
And the guys who took photographs of these deers and have proved that they're still alive, they're like hotshots in the scientific community now because they actually discovered something. But in their paper, which has been seen like thousands of times, they refuse to give up the location of these animals because they don't want the hunters to like come get them some pelt or whatever.
Yeah. Did you read the scientific paper?
I was told I would have to pay $8 to access it, so I did not.
Real science and research going on in Cryptid Addicted. Willing to go the extra mile. Hey, you know what, guys? If we get
if someone wants to Patreon. Maybe we can read the articles to deserve the Patreon donations. How about that?
Look, you gotta take
a leap of faith, guys. How can you expect the quality content before you've funded the quality content? That's my question to you, you know?
Very good. All right, news article number two. I'll handle this because I'm overexcited. Did you lose your mind when you saw this?
I confess, I didn't lose my mind as much as I suspect you did.
Okay.
But I did think to myself, I bet Megan's losing her mind.
Yeah, I know. And actually, this is beautiful. This is the world we live in right now. I found out about this and I was like, and I'm not going to tell you what it is until I'm going to tease this a little bit. I found out about this, lost my mind, and I was like, this is going to be it. This actually bumped something else that I was going to put in the Who Dis episode. That's how excited I am about this. The other thing, bump it. Next time, gone. I even did research about it, and I was like,
was it like one of our listeners, like a little 5-year-old girl, had like written in with her story? It's like, oh, I'm so excited, it's going to be on the show. Get out of here. It's Josh Gates.
The reveal. Shh. Hopefully no one heard that. Okay, just disregard what Patty just said.
Edit me out. You're all powerful.
No, I'm building up here. Anyway, so this is it, and this is happening in a second. But one of our listeners messaged me and was like, Megan, guess what's happening? And told me about this, and I was like, I know, what? Brother. It's happening. It's real. So, what's happening is there's a new Josh Gates show, just like Destination Truth, called Expedition X. So it's like his Expedition Unknown show right now, which is more about archaeology and like mythos and like history. Yeah, boring shit. No.
There was a video which I tried to watch to the end of them like digging something up. I can't get, like, he was super excited and I was excited about how excited he was, but yeah. Archaeology, really? Yeah.
And he's got a passion for archaeology.
No one has a passion for people who like archaeology don't understand what passion is.
Oh my god.
That's what it is.
Anyway, I have a passion for Josh Gates, so like I'm game for whatever he's part of. But anyway, it's a spin-off from Expedition Unknown called Expedition X, and it is essentially, I've got a quote here, investigating reports of supernatural encounters, mysterious creatures, and astonishing
extraterrestrial phenomena. I have the same quote. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it is the same article we used. So.
We don't have a lot of sources here at Cryptid Addicted. We just read the same article twice and talk about it a lot.
I actually did extensive research on this, but there is slim information on this. At the moment, it's like just been announced. It's brand spanking new. It premieres 12th of Feb at 9 p.m. ET/PT, which who knows what that means, but if you're in America, I think it's targeted at you, so... Listen up, folks. Extraterrestrial past time, maybe. I have no idea. Anyway,
Eastern time, I think.
A lot of places have an east. That's confusing.
And what's P? Peaston time? Ridiculous.
The pole time is ridiculous. What summer system is this? Anyway, that's premiering on the Discovery Channel. And we're not like, this is not an ad for it. I'm just really excited. Like,
we're not being paid at all. In fact, I think Megan would still have done this if there was like a $5 tax on her doing it.
I would.
I love you. I love you, Josh.
So basically a little bit more on information on it. Josh Gates is hosting it. There is like some unsureness if he's actually going to be a part of it. I am pretty sure he is hosting it, so he is going to be in there in all his glory, so don't worry. But there's also going to be, he's going to be accompanied by scientist Phil Torres and paranormal researcher Jessica Chobot. So,
and the first guy is legit. Did you look into these guys?
No, because I'm hungover. Go ahead, tell me more.
Okay. First guy is a legit ski scientist, and he's been doing expeditions in the Amazon for the last 2 years.
Wow.
And he seems to know his stuff. Second girl, just recently, like a couple of years ago, set up a podcast on this kind of stuff, like supernatural occult stuff. And before that, and also currently, is like a gaming reporter. Like, she does nerd stuff. She's like one of those hot girls that they put in nerd videos and that nerd guys love. She's like one of them. Yeah, you know, like there's that one hot maths teacher at uni. There was, at least at our uni, there was one hot maths teacher. And they put her on all the open days, on all the pamphlets, on everything. It's like that.
Yeah. Wow.
So cool.
I'm keen.
But they both seem pretty legit. I was digging into them, trying to find dirt to be like, Josh Gates working with idiots, but no, they seem good.
Wow, so, they checked out the Paddy test.
They checked out, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, the only other information I have on this is other adventures will include trekking through the remote jungles of Cambodia in search of a legendary ape man, or, I don't know why they use the word or, but and exploring the secrets of the world's largest cave systems.
He only has funding for one. Josh hasn't decided yet whether he'll be doing Ape Man or the cave system.
One or the other. I hope the first. So yeah, very exciting.
That's pretty cool. I did notice, I'm excited for the Expedition X thing. Although, comment. If I was a cryptozoologist, I would be a little annoyed about people continuously lumping cryptozoology, which is like animals that people think are real but that scientists don't yet acknowledge, yeah, in with extraterrestrial shit and supernatural shit.
Right.
Doesn't that bother you? Like,
yeah, but what are you gonna do?
Like, you think the orang pendig is real and stuff like that. Like, yes, you consider yourself like a biologist, really, but on the fringe of the community,
yeah,
who believes things other people don't. But yeah, that doesn't mean like ghosts are real. Jesus.
Yeah, I guess so. But like, so I have a friend who's doing a chemistry PhD, and she says that in her job she has to do a lot of biology stuff and physics stuff, and like it all kind of gets a little intertwined anyway. So I think it's just like them the breaks, right? It just gets intertwined. For example, take Bigfoot. I personally think Bigfoot is just an ape. Primate of some kind, maybe like an offshoot on the family tree of primates that we're on. But there's all sorts of stories and encounters which involve supernatural sort of stuff, like mind speech, which is where Bigfoot just like puts thoughts into your minds, or that people just see a Bigfoot walking and then it just like vanishes, or that they have a very like large association with UFO sightings or lights in the woods, like glowing.
Do you not find that hugely suspicious? That all the bullshit is linked. Like, I find that very suspicious. Like, if cryptozoology were legitimate, like if most people doing cryptozoology were like people sincerely trying to seek out the truth about the universe, then I would expect there to be at least a large community of cryptozoologists who are like, don't lump me in with the UFO guys.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. And you don't see it. You go on the cryptozoology Reddit and they're all fucking smoking crack pipes and talking about all kinds of nonsense, which I find telling, to say the least.
Perhaps it's this angle. It's, obviously, as a cryptozoologist, we get some slack for like people not believing us, and like we get some shit for that, basically. You're crazy, whatever. Ape Man doesn't exist. Maybe we don't want to basically put these other people down and put them, you know, oh, your ghosts don't exist, but definitely Bigfoot does, or like, yeah, aliens don't exist, but definitely the Chupacabra does. Like, maybe we just...
That's exactly what you'd want to do, right? Because otherwise, the people you're trying to convince, like scientists and whatnot, you're saying to them, you got to buy into all this nonsense.
Right.
As a package.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm surprised by it. I think it's fishy and it says a lot about the community, but... Let's move on. We don't have to unpack it all.
Okay, one last comment.
You can't let it go, can you?
I will not let you have the last word. No, I personally separate things. Like I don't believe in everything. Like, you know that. Everyone listening to the podcast will know that. I'm not on the craziest side of things, I think. But I'm still respectful of people if someone's like, I mean, and I also believe in ghosts. Okay, maybe I'm crazy. All right, whatever. Let's move on. And next up, a story about an alien creature.
Oh, God, yeah, it is. Fuck.
You thought it was a joke, girl.
No.
Okay, all right. Go for it.
I don't think I'm gonna do this as much justice as you want me to do, to be honest. There's footage. Okay, everyone right now listening, go to our Facebook, where we upload all the photos we're talking about and all the videos we're talking about. Watch the video. It's like a 10-second clip. Of course, this will come as a surprise to nobody at all. The clip is on The Mirror, my favorite British rag, And also in The Sun, both of them, which is like a wombo combo. And basically it's a clip from a woman in, was it Colorado? I forget where, it doesn't really matter where. A woman in America has this, like, you know, one of those Google Nest things, like one of those cameras that people put in their house to, like, catch people stealing their Amazon deliveries.
CCTV.
Yeah, she has one of those. And she allegedly catches this, like, weird elf-looking creature walking down her driveway.
Yeah.
And then she posts it online being like, what is it? What could it be?
Yeah, so basically it's like a 10-second clip. And I'm sure if you go to Facebook and have a look, you probably will have seen it before, but just to remind yourself. And it's called, like, the Dobby clip, because the creature in it looks a little bit like Dobby. It's a driveway, there's a car to the right, there's half the house to the left, and it sort of enters the frame from the house area and exits, and then it cuts after 10 seconds. Apparently, there were two other surveillance cameras that, for some reason, didn't catch it. And the clip ends in 10 seconds, not because the creature leaves the frame, just because the camera only catches 10 seconds of footage. Both a bit weird, but we'll come to that in the who dis remarks. But it is black and white. It's the creature is very glowingly white, just because that's what things look like on it. And it has been described from alien creature to unidentified animal, like a Dover demon sort of feel, literally looks like Dobby. So Dobby elf has been put on the table, to more of skeptical answers, which I'm sure we will come to. I think I had a couple more tidbits on this. The lady, so the people who live in the house and who caught the footage is a lady called Vivian and her son, who's 9. Vivian wrote, "So I woke up Sunday morning and saw this on my camera and I'm trying to figure it out. First I saw a shadow walking from my front door and then I saw this thing. Has anyone seen this on their camera? The two other cameras didn't pick it up for some reason." And
you're taking this very seriously, Megan.
Thank you. It's my job.
This is a fucking joke.
Hey, Patty, who dis?
It's a kid. It looks like a kid. It's probably her kid. Like, walking a bit funny. And he's got, like, ear things on that make him look a bit weird.
Did you see how skinny his thighs, this kid's thighs, if it was a kid, this creature's thighs and calves are?
Let me have another look. It looks like a kid. I've seen kids that look like that.
Also, if this is a kid, it is naked.
No, it's got little undies on. You can see them.
Got little undies on?
It's got, like, little briefs on. Yeah. I mean, it's all really white, but yeah. Who cares? What do you really think? There are elves? Is that... There aren't elves.
I mean, we'll come to my time. This is your time to shine.
To be honest, I didn't put a lot of thought in this because it just looked a lot like a kid. I spent most of my time just enjoying what a ridiculous publication The Mirror is. I left the video rolling by accident. I got to the end of the 10-second clip and then went on to, like, what's the next video? The next video after this was man sitting in park starts singing and the response will give you goosebumps. And then the one after that was Twitter reacts to kiwi fruit pizza. I hate that all of our investigations lead us back to The Mirror. Because it's such a fucking rag. It is the worst, sloppiest, grimiest rag.
Look, I went to multiple sources, and that was just happened to be one that I sent you. The thing is online.
Every time. With, like, the wildcats around England, it's The Mirror.
I don't notice these things. But I, like, should pay more attention.
Creature, it's The Mirror, because The Mirror's a heap of shit. All right, anyway, sorry. What? Who dis, Megan?
Okay,
all right,
you ready?
Is it an elf?
Okay, all right, here we go. So there's some people think that it is clearly a hoax. So there's a Twitter profile called Now Paranormal Podcast, which is a fellow podcast. Hello, guys. And they said, the cuts in the video scream edited hoax. This is no CGI. The figure is real. The shadows match. This is like side note from Megan. There's actually, you'll notice that it does have a reflection on the window to the left and on the car on the right. So it is something there. Like if that's CGI, that's like hectic. But it's not CGI, I don't think either. Going back to their quote, the shadows match. However, it wasn't a door shadow. It was another person 4 seconds in. And the truck with a head with its lights on, brake lights, is suspicious. And then he puts his guess in as a robot or a puppet. And so, like, yeah, he is right. On the right-hand side, there is a truck, which maybe looks like they have their brake lights on. I mean, it could be just the reflective from the thing. I disagree that the shadow opening up is a person. It's just the guy. The thing is opening a screen door, whatever it is. But anyway, my opinion is that it is a fucking hoax.
Whoa. Megan lands on the skeptic side. Sorry. I should have sounded more surprised. I'm interested in this. What's this screen door shadow business?
So if you look at the video at the very beginning on the right-hand side on the fence, you can see a shadow is cast. It like moves out, it moves in and out of frame. And the Vivian lady says that the creature, so she had the screen door unlocked, but her front door locked. So her theory was that whatever this thing was, alien or what have you, tried to get into her house, got through the screen door, which is what the shadow is, triggered the camera, and then realized the front door was locked and then exited. So, okay. And this guy was saying that it was like a person, i.e. like puppeteeing something, but it doesn't look like a person. It's not like a soft shadow. It's a very rigid shadow, like a door. It's a door.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter what the shadow is. It's such bullshit.
Yay. Common sense.
Right. Here we go. So.
Also, weird excuse. Puppet? Robot? How fucking expensive would that be to make a robot dobby? Like, you could give a team of PhDs that as their task for a year, and they wouldn't come up with a robot that good. Like,
yeah, that's
weird,
true.
Weird explanation. But anyway, yeah.
So I think, and I'm very sorry to the family if this is not right, and I'm casting aspersions, as they say, but I think probably they made it up for like a 5 seconds of fame sort of thing. So there's like a couple, I've watched lots of different interviews with the mum and the son, and they have like t-shirts with the, is this Dobby the alien on it? Like they're clearly like making it a big thing. It's so suspicious that two of the other cameras didn't capture this thing, and the camera that did only captured it for 10 seconds. Like, that's so suspicious. Probably more likely, the other two cameras did capture whatever this thing is, but it looked too obvious that it was X, whatever the thing is, i.e. maybe a kid. And the fact that it cut at 10 seconds probably was that before that it looked exactly like whatever this thing is, i.e. like a kid. Why didn't it trigger when the thing walked in to open the screen door? Why did it only trigger when a thing was walking out? Why did it stop at 10 seconds? It's stupid. It's a hoax. I'm sorry, but it's a hoax.
Good. This has a great healing effect on me. I mean,
Suck it up, buddy.
There's got to be, like, some things aren't even worth debating. I know really, like, any claim should have some hearing and should be able to be investigated, but no, at some point you got to be like, fuck off, Greg. There's not elves. There wasn't an elf on your porch. Shut up. I got better things to do.
The reason we talk about it is because it went like viral and people freaked out. It was a small town. It was hitting the radio station, and like we've had a couple of people show it to us and ask us our opinion, so thought we'd talk about it. So there's a YouTube clip that I will share, which is the best one I could find. It basically repeats it a couple of times so you can have a good look. There is some annoying like banner at the bottom, and there's some annoying people talking, so just mute that. But I found this comment underneath that on YouTube that I want to share because it's very funny. It's by T Time 7 months ago. And it says, "It's so pathetic that when we get real footage finally shown, we get morons on the TV news who are paid by the CIA to make a joke of the entire situation to try and downplay the importance of this very real," all caps, "footage, and the other morons on the internet who either make stupid jokes or continue to complain about how this is somehow fake." Anyway, it goes on. That's all one sentence. Anyway, it goes on. But his theory is that this is an alien creature that you can clearly see in the distance is an open area with some shrubbery where he believes the other alien creatures were waiting and watching, sending this little guy to, like, go check if we can break into that door. And so this guy walks over, can't get in, and then goes back to his alien buddies and is like, "Whoop, sorry, it's locked. Guess we'll have to, like..."
Guess we'll go back to Mars. Fuck. Yeah. In our spaceship.
Yeah.
We really needed toast, and we don't. We've run out.
I'm leaning towards kid, but I mean, like, it seems like something someone would do for a quick buck. Send their kid out with, like... the theory is it's a kid with an underpants on his head, which is why it looks like ears, to, like, cut the footage at certain parts so it looks funky. It is very thin, but I don't know anything about children, so who am I to say?
Maybe it's a malnourished child. I mean, clearly the mother is not a good mother because she's dragged them in front of national television and printed shirts about this dubby nonsense for weeks so they can get a little parcel of prime time.
You can't say that.
No, maybe it's fun. Maybe it's a fun adventure for the both of them. Maybe it's not a bad parenting thing. Who knows? Would you do that? I wouldn't do that.
What?
It seems like a bad parenting move to be like imagine, like, almost certainly it's made up. So what actually happened? Presumably this was the mom's idea, or maybe it was his idea, and they were like, "This will be a fun joke. Mm-hmm. We'll put it on the internet." And then it starts getting pretty big. And then at some point, she's like, "We're going to steer into this kid. I'm printing shirts. Ooh, we're taking this to the front page. Let's book TV time and the rest." I don't know. It seems a bit messed up. It seems like those like kid celeb moms, kid celeb parents. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it just got out of hand, or maybe they were like, you know what? This is an easy way to make money, so why not? I mean, fuck it. It's ingenious. Fool people. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. I wonder how much money they made. How much money do you make for like a one-off splash thing like that?
You make money from the interviews. That's what it would be.
But how much do you reckon? Like £10,000? Or like £100,000?
Probably more like 10,000.
Or like £1,000,000.
Nah, probably
like 10,000. Maybe not even. I don't know. Yeah. Well, anyway.
I think like a grand for an interview is a bit much. And
would you make some shit like that up for a grand?
No.
No?
No. No.
£1,000.
Wouldn't be able to keep it to myself or live with it, or I just feel bad about tricking people.
Okay.
Something that was a little bit telling in one of the interviews that I watched a lot of interviews with her and the son and a lot of other people and recreations and blah 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 blah. One of them was they talked to the next door neighbor, who was a little girl about the same age as the little boy, and I think they were friends. And they asked the little girl, "Who do you think is in the video?" And she said, "I think it's the little boy." And I was kind of like, "Well, I mean." Probably at some point, the little boy may have told his friend, "You know, that's me, actually." And
so, you want to hear something really funny? Yeah.
Cool.
But then, anyway. If you tell everyone it's a lie, like 3 months down the line, then you can do more interviews and get more coverage, right? Yeah. And it's like, whoa, a Dobby thing turns out to be a fake. Who are these monsters? And they follow you around for another day with the cameras. It's a good gig.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do this if the podcast doesn't take off, you know?
Fake videos.
Yeah. Or just one, you know?
No.
We've watched a lot of them. We know how to do it, right?
I have a moral code.
That's good. I don't have a moral code.
I'll keep you in check. Okay, cool. All right.
That was our last story, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the end of the episode. But don't cry if you want more cryptid addicted in your life.
I do.
Because you can sign up to our Patreon where we put extra special episodes up that are exclusive.
Extra special?
Thank you, Patty.
Wow!
That are exclusive.
How much will it cost me?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Patty. It only costs you $1 a month.
Only $1, wow!
And you get unlimited access to our Patreon at www.patreon.com/cryptidaddicted.
Right.
Yes, that is exactly right, Patty. Cool. God. All right. Cool. Well, thank you all for listening and enjoying the cryptid content with us.
And send us stories and shit. Or do we already ask for that?
No, we haven't asked for that yet. Please do. We'd love to hear your wild encounters. I have one in the works from one of the listeners. I think it's about the Yowie, so stay tuned for that. And you can also hit us on Facebook and Instagram, where we're cryptid space addicted or cryptid underscore addicted for Instagram. You can send us through that as well.
Yeah, we're nice. Well, Megan's nice, she runs all those things.
Don't worry. I won't let Patty near you.
And we'd like to hear stuff. Maybe one day we'll get big enough that we can replace the mirror and be the the one source of bullshit for the world. That'd be great.
Yes, send us your stories. Woo! All right, well, that's the end.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Okay, and I'll see you next time.
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Goodbye! Goodbye! Goodbye!